Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you to today's call. This is Tanya Howell, and I'm excited to be here to introduce this call. Today is Wednesday, the 30th of September. And today, every Wednesday, we cover a different topic relating to building our business in doTERRA. And so for those of you who are just joining us, we want to welcome you here. And for those of you who have been with us for a while, I know that this topic today will actually be beneficial for you as you decide to move forward in your doTERRA business and really take things to the next level. So each week we cover a topic relating to how to share effectively, how to build our business, and today I'm actually going to introduce someone who has been with doTERRA for a few years now. She's extremely successful, and she's an amazing dynamic leader. We actually have a recording from her, so she isn't live. However, it's just as good because she just has a great message for us. So her name is Jessica Moultrie. She is a Presidential Diamond with doTERRA. And she is a dynamic leader. She has a way of being able to share effectively with her background as a pharmacist. She has kind of the best of both worlds, I guess you could say. So she's going to talk today a little bit about mentoring and really how to find leaders. And so I am going to turn the time over to her to actually talk about developing leaders.
Hey, everybody, it's Jessica Moultrie. I'm excited to be on this mental call with you today to talk about identifying leaders. Love, love, love this topic. As we are approaching our doTERRA business, obviously, if we want to have a successful business, we need to find business partners, right? We need to find people who want to work this business with us. But we know that not everybody is going to want to do the business. And that's okay because, you know, we know that we love all types, right? We love customers and we love builders also. So I'm going to help you to kind of identify what a customer would look like and also what a builder would look like. So let's first talk about customers. When I think of a customer, I think of someone who is a doTERRA user, okay? They love the product. They use it often to help meet their health and wellness goals. They love learning more about the product. You'll see them studying up on the oils. They read their Modern Essentials book or they're, you know, searching things on the computer because they really want to learn more about how to use the product. A lot of times, too, they share with their family. They're somebody who is really interested in helping their family because they believe in the product and they've seen it, you know, benefit them. And so you'll see they may bring family members or friends to a class. They may even host a class and invite people to come. But they're not hosting regularly, right? Okay, these people just host, you know, to get, you know, maybe some free product or they like to just kind of dabble in it a little bit if they're sharing with people. And they really just do it because it's their lifestyle. You know, they're not really thinking about earning an income. It may be just to get their product paid for, but even if people want to get their product paid for, I usually still classify those people as customers because they're not doing what it takes to really create an income and build a business. And so it really simplifies for me if I just break it into customers and builders. So also here, what they do love is they love getting their wholesale pricing, right? They use loyalty rewards. You know, some of them do 100, some don't. The people who want to get their product, you know, pay for a little bit will do 100. But again, they're just sharing with people that are kind of in their close network, right, of friends and family. The other part about this is that they never teach classes by themselves. They may have a class, but they bring someone else in to teach the class. They may co-teach it and share some experiences, but they are not mastering the skill of teaching a class on their own and actively having classes on a regular basis. So these people may, you know, try to get people on loyalty rewards and follow up with people just because they love it and they see the value, okay? Now, when we talk about someone who is a builder is someone who is going to call you on a regular basis. They're going to reach out to you. They're going to want to have classes on a regular basis. These people are trying to learn how to teach a class on their own as quickly as possible. Some of them are you know, doing it without you. They're sharing without you. They're teaching without you there. And you can see that that's how they're engaging, right, from the moment they kind of decide to build. And usually with builders, I would say there is a moment where they decide they're all in. To really build it as a business. They're interested in the compensation plan. They're interested in how the business works. They want to go through the business overview with you. They're also interested in learning about the product, right? They want to be able to explain the product. They want to know it really well. They show up to events all the time. They're always showing up. And usually they're bringing someone with them because they're wanting to use the events that are being held to maximize their business. And so they're showing up and bringing people. They're very intentional about introducing doTERRA to people. So it's not just like share kind of casually as they're around it because it's their lifestyle. They intentionally share with people. They have a names list. They're thinking about who they want to work with and who they feel would benefit from the product. They're responsive to the things that you give them. So like, let's say you're just starting with someone and you're like, okay, one of the first steps is to create a names list and to start listening to these mentor calls. And they're on it. They're doing it. They're following through with those things. They support people that they bring in. They're reaching out. They follow up. They prepare for classes. They have their own oils, their own handouts, their own materials for the class. They are, you know, helping others to learn the business, right? Because they're mastering the skill set of not only teaching about the oils, but mastering the skill set of teaching people the business opportunity and the compensation plan. So they're trying to master all of those things. They're actively setting goals and working to advance in rank and receive their Power 3 bonus. They follow up with people that they bring in. They support there are key leaders that they bring into the organization. They will travel to support people. And that's a huge step. When you see people that start traveling, you know that they are truly invested in their business. They're showing up to convention. They're showing up to meetings. They're traveling to support their team wherever they are. And they're making those sacrifices because they are invested in building a business. The other thing is that they offer advice and guidance, right? So you'll see that they respond to questions that people have on the Facebook group. They're committed to personal growth, right? They recognize, okay, I got to grow some myself if I'm going to master this business. So they're investing in learning the skill sets it takes to work this business and master it. One other thing about builders is you never, ever, ever have to worry about them having their qualifying order every month, ever. Never have to worry about that. So if you have people that are shaky with that 100 PV, I don't classify them as a builder. Even if they want to build, they are not a builder to me until it is solid and I never have to worry about it. They're also not a builder to me if they're not trying to teach their own classes. People have got to do that. And you know, that's a big part of really identifying yourself as a leader in the organization is that you are taking authority and accountability for the outcomes of your business and taking ownership of that. You're not just letting someone else build your business for you. You're really taking ownership of those things. And, you know, you're passionate about doing this. You know, I mean, many of the builders that I work with, while some of them may have small goals in the beginning, you can see that as they're growing in their personal growth, And they're actively striving to invest hours into their doTERRA business, their dreams and their visions and their goals of what doTERRA is going to be for them is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger. And so you want to look for that progression, that growth progression in people that you're working with. And as you find people that are builders in your organization, that's where you want to spend the bulk of your time supporting them, training them, helping them with classes, getting to know them and their team. Because these people are invested in their business, which is your business. And people who dedicate that kind of time and energy you want to make sure you're showing up for and you're leading the way for and you're supporting them with the needs that they have. And if you're looking at yourself and you're saying, okay, what role do I fall into, right? That helps classify it for you between a customer and a builder. And as you're placing people in your organization, you want to keep your builders closer to you, okay? And your customers can go down further to help you rank advance. But your builders, you want to keep close to you on your first and second level, right? Those real builders that are strong, you want to have close to you in your organization. So as you're approaching people and you're walking them through the three doors of openness, opening to learn, opening to use, and opening to share, as that sharing component comes in, look at these characteristics and the actions of people. What actions are they taking to see if there's someone who falls into the category of a true leader and builder in your organization? And that will help you to be more efficient with your time, to be more efficient with what you do. Leaders always show up, okay? They always show up, and they're always trying to be better themselves and become independent as soon as possible, because that is how their business will take off, when they don't have to rely on somebody else to constantly be right next to them doing things in order for their business to grow. So look for those things and try to identify people. I love to try to identify people even from my names list of people that I feel will be potential builders and leaders in my organization, and those who will just be customers. And that's okay. And sometimes people surprise me and they change what they're going to do. But I still approach people with the three doors, and then I try to categorize them based on where they're at. And that being able to identify that comes not only from watching what they do, but asking questions about what they're willing to do and being very clear in your conversation with people. So, for example, if I'm working with someone and they say they want to build a business, then I'm going to make sure that they understand all that that entails, the expectations of building a business in my organization, the expectations of being in a certain place of my organization, so that they know the responsibility that's there, because this is our business and we want to make sure that we can rely on people that are in these key spots in our organization, and that we are clear in understanding what that role of a builder and a leader encompasses. And so we want to outline that for people so that they understand what the expectations are of that in our organization. And we will run with anybody who wants to run, right? If you are and working and consistent and teaching classes and following up with people and showing people the business opportunity, and you're consistent about that over time with the six questions that we teach in this process and in this organization, then you are going to be successful. And I don't know any leader in this organization above you that would not help and run and support with anyone who shows up that way. So that's what we're looking for. We still want to take care of our customers, of course, because it impacts us, and we want them to achieve greater health for what they're looking to do. And we want to use them as a referral system. They can be our best referrals to other people who may want to actually take off in that leader role. So hopefully this brings some clarity to you about the difference between a customer and a leader or builder in your organization. And it will help you as you're structuring your organization to place people accordingly and to have the right conversations, the right number of hours invested in them, and the right number of support, or the right level of support for each person. So I hope that's helpful, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.